Hi, this is Meg Rinaldi, and welcome to this full moon blog post, February 2024. Self-compassion again. What is self-compassion, and what gets in our way of accessing it? It seems like an elusive concept. Most of us have not been raised or educated to appreciate self-compassion, yet I've found it to be a potent medicine. In conversations with those whom I work, and from my own experience, self-compassion gets confused with self-pity or self-indulgence. Self-pity isolates us. Self-pity is part of a reward and punishment system within myself that tells me that I have failed or life has failed me, that I deserve to suffer, and I'm not worthy of compassion. Offering compassion from the point of view of the hardened heart is seen as weakness and potentially a threat to what little protection I perceive myself as having. And self-pity deserves our compassion. Self-compassion is based on our shared humanity. While my circumstances may be unique, the suffering I endure is not. Somewhere across this big, wide world, others suffer the way I have. That kind of reflection is not to diminish or bypass my experience. It is an opportunity for me to break the trance of isolation. A more subtle idea is that soft-hearted compassion might lead me into condoning others' bad behavior. But the practice of self-compassion offers me time and space to sort out my own experience. It protects me from being rushed by others' expectations or timing. Self-compassion reveals I can trust myself. Above all, self-compassion is a wellspring of inclusivity we carry within ourselves. And for those of us who can work in this way, we learn with time to include more of the rejected, neglected, denied parts of ourselves into our hearts. The more of ourselves we are able to invite back into our hearts, the more contentment we experience. We are not waiting for the world to be different. We can free ourselves and we can free others. I'll end here with a simple practice of embodied self-compassion, inspired by an excerpt from Antonio Mercado's poem called Last Night as I Was Sleeping. Quote, last night as I was sleeping, I dreamt, marvelous error, that I had a beehive here inside my heart. And the golden bees were making white combs and sweet honey from my old failures. I'll read that again. Last night, as I was sleeping, I dreamt, marvelous error, that I had a beehive here inside my heart. And the golden bees were making white combs and sweet honey from my old failures. End quote. Take a moment to let that image land in your heart and body. Imagine offering white combs and sweet honey to yourself. Thank you.